said, Eternal Father, we bless your name. We honor and magnify you this morning for spending our lives to see this blessed morning. Lord, you are the one that has taken us through this past week. Under your cares, under your grace, under your mercy, under your blessing, Lord, your love that you have expressed to us, we are grateful to you, kept us from all dangers and perils in the week. We thank you. We honor, we magnify you. Lord, thank you for the privilege, Lord, to come to your house the first day of this week. Lord, today being the 21st, that's still second Sunday to the last of the year. You have been our help since the beginning of the year. We are grateful to you. Thank you, Master. We want to thank you once again this morning, knowing that not all that started the year are alive today. Even this very December we are talking about, even this very new week that has started this day. Lord, few hours now that this day has started, many souls have departed this earth. But it pleases you, Lord, to keep us alive for your purpose. Lord, may you help us today, Lord, to carry out your will and your purpose for our lives to the glory of your name. You have sent your word to us, and your word is full of blessings. Eternal Father is the food for our souls. Lord, may you fill us, Lord. All areas of our lives where we need your help, where we need you to touch us, where we need you to lift us up, where we need your deliverance, physical healing, Lord Jesus, your grace upon us. Master, may we, Eternal Father, be partakers of these blessings, Lord. At the end of the services of the day, Heavenly Father, let every one of us have the testimony like those coming from emails, Heavenly Father, to the glory of your name. You have asked us to come, and we have come. And you say you will know why it's cast us out. Where two or three are gathered in your name, you say you'll be there, Lord. And that's why we have come, because we know you'll be here. And you'll be here to bless us, to deliver us, to fulfill your promises. Lord, we commit ourselves to you. Let nothing stand between us and you, as we pray that your blood will speak for us at this time. Take all the glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We appreciate the Lord once again for his grace upon our lives. As we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Chapter 1, verse 16 to 20. And then reading chapter 3, verse 14. And then Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16 to 20. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun, shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And after this, you can sit down, and then we read Revelation chapter 10. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. You can please sit down. Then we come to Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his right hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when the lion roared. And when he had cried, and seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hands to heaven, I swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. We are grateful to God once again for spanning our lives. We are moving gradually closer to the red canal of the preaching on the revelation of the seven seals. So this morning, we want to continue from where we stopped. We are looking at the events that preceded the preaching of the revelation of the seven seals. And we have read from the sermon, SARS, is this the sign of the end? And we are, from there the prophet narrated dreams of brethren that were pointing to the fact that he will go to the west to go and preach the seven seals. So this morning we want to start with Brother Dompane's dream. We have gone through the dreams of Brother Jackson, who happened to be the first one to dream about, you know, this event, Abraham going towards the west, and then the mystery of opening, you know, the dream pointed to the opening of something that has been concealed in that rock. And Abraham, looking at the dreams of the other, that the dreams are saying the same thing. Even though they were symbolic, Rabila also had his own, and Abraham went ahead. And when each of them had this dream and they were narrating to Abraham, Brother Jackson, Brother Bella, Brother Robinson, and the other sister, who also had her own, Sister Collins, you know, they all had the same dreams. And then we then moved to Brother Panel, who had a fifth dream. Same thing, symbolic, but talking about different symbols. The symbol that this one saw was different from the symbol that this one saw. And the prophets, in interpreting them, told us that they are talking about the same thing. Praise be to God. That also vindicated the ministry of William Miron Braham. That he is the star messenger, and he has the jurisdiction to divinely interpret the word of God that has been sent to us. And then we move to Brother Panes' dream, which is the fifth dream. God bless you. Paragraph 163 of SARS. Brother Pane, okay. 163, not 165. Notice then what took place. Then immediately after that fourth vision, come on, fourth dream. Brother Jackson, what's the other brother? Brother Bila, Brother Robinson, Robertson, and then Sister Collins. Four people. Notice then what took place. Then immediately after the fourth dream was told me, up come Brother Panel. Is here somewhere, right here. And Billy wasn't here, and the man was frantic. He is from Bloomington, I believe, or Bedford. The brother says Lafayette. Yeah, Lafayette holding meetings, and he had a dream. And he come down to Brother Wood, and he said, I just can't let this go. I have got to tell it, got to tell Brother Abraham, it's bothering me. And God knows, not one dream in between them. Just come, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Brother Panel said, I had a strange dream. I dreamed that I was going to have a meeting up there. And somehow or another, there is a meeting here in the new church like, and said the new church, how it come out, that he wondered why they weren't cooperating between the two, or something on that way. And he said he was standing here till, well, I have been here. I want you to watch so that you can understand when Abraham is speaking and when the dream, when he's narrating the dream, the quotation. If you see quotation, it was the dream being narrated. Brother Panel talking, because Brother Abraham was repeating what Brother Panel said in his dream. Are you with me? Yeah. So, something on that way, and he said he was standing here till, well, I've been in here. I will just wait, and I will stand the service. That Brother Panel speaking, and said, a man come through the building with a brown suit on and a book. I think he was writing. Brother Panel narrating. So Brother Panel is reporting it. And he told Brother Panel, say, this is a closed meeting. It is only for deacons and trustees. Well, that kind of felt a little step on. So he went out the door of the new church. That Brother Panel now saying the attitude of Brother Panel. He went out the door of the new church, the church that has been erected, or this one repaired, fixed over. You will remember that the tabernacle, Christ, Abraham tabernacle was repaired before the preaching of the revelation of the seven seas. How many of us are aware of that? And the church was dedicated. And that's when he preached God revealing himself in simplicity and hiding himself in the same. There is reset the church in order again. And then before the preaching of the seed started. So he went out the door of the new church, the church that had been erected, or this one repaired, fixed over. And when he went outside, it was snowing. Bad weather in winter time. And none of these people know nothing about this. And when he went out the door, I was standing there, looking westward. I said, don't feel step on, Brother Panel. I will direct you what you should do. And Brother Panel and any of the rest of them know I never told them no interpretation. It is right now. Yet, seeing it when they will speak it. When they were telling him the dream, Brother was seeing the dream in a vision form. He kept repeating that in each of the dreams. In each of them. Did you notice how quick I got out of there, Brother Panel? To keep from having to tell you. And went out up. And went on up. Never said nothing to Brother Wood or nobody else. Nobody. Just left it because I wanted to see what it was leading to. Have you heard me say lately I am bothered? That's what it was. And then Brother Panel, he said that, I said to him, Brother Panel, start. And the first place you will come to will be Zipporah, which means hyphen or stop or something. I said, don't stay there, then go next, and you will find an old woman.
and then don't stop there. Go again. You will find a real old woman. Don't stop there. In the dream that Brahmane was narrating. So it was Brahmane that was telling Brahmane in that dream that Brahmane had. I want you to follow that. Go till you find find a real old woman. Don't stop there. And all the time we were walking through the snow. And I said, go till you find my wife. And when you find my wife, stop there. And when he looked and we were out of the snow on the desert, and I had vanished. And he looked back and he saw his wife pumping water from a well and some minister pulling on her to pull her away from the pond. She was watching him and he woke up. Here is the interpretation of your dream. And I could have told you that night, but I just turned away in so much that Zipporah and one old woman and another real, real old woman that churches. See? And Zipporah being actually the wife of Moses, Zipporah, and we noticed that I told him not to stop at them, no matter how old they were organizations. Don't stop at them. They have lived their time. But when it comes to my wife, which is my church, that Jesus Christ has sent me to, this is the last day. And here it is. Stop there. And I was going westward. The sixth dream. Then Sister Steffi, she may not be here because she has been in the hospital. I don't know. Where is Sister Steffi? Yes, here she is. Sister Steffi comes to my house for prayer. Before she went to the hospital for surgery, that God will help her and bless her. And he certainly did. And she said, I had a strange dream, Brother Abraham. The sixth dream. I said, yes. And she said, I dreamed that I was out west. And that's the sixth one. As you say, I dreamed I was out west and has rolling country. And when I looked, standing upon a hill, there was a real old man with long white beards. And what hair he had was grow down across his face. And he had a white wrap around, something garment. Say, the wind was blowing it. I think that's right, Sister Steffi, like that. And said, I kept drawing closer. The sister in the dream was narrating. She kept drawing closer to that man that had, you know, white garments and then white clothes around him and then his hair, white, all over his face. So, I kept drawing closer. That sister Steffi narrating the dream. After drawing closer, he was standing up on top of a mountain, watching eastward, and said, I wonder who is this old man? And she moved closer. And when she got closer, she recognized who it was. It was the immortal Elijah, the prophet, standing up there watching the east. She said, I must see him. She had a need. And she ran up the hill and fell down there to speak to him in the name of Elijah. And said, when she spoke, she had a voice say, what do you want, Sister Steffi? And it was me. This is not made up. It's not a makeup story. Like the critics will sit down in one corner and be thinking. Well, they criticize Jesus' birth, they criticize his resurrection, they criticize his everything about him, they criticize his death. They criticize the descension of the Holy Spirit. They criticize it. Everything about God, the devil has raised critics to get people to see the other side. We use reasoning and intellectual power to let them say, why don't you look at it this other side? What if that is wrong? What about this side? Why should you believe that? Why don't you believe this also? That's the devil. He's just the enemy of mankind. He's the enemy of God, primarily. And then because we associate with him, he becomes our enemy. So in God's kingdom, the enemy of my friend is my enemy. In God's kingdom, spiritually speaking, when it relates to God, the enemy of God is our enemy. And because we associate with God, Satan took us as his enemy. Huh? But in the physical, the enemy of your friend is not your enemy. Because what he has done to that person, he may not have done it to you, and you cannot judge a man by what he has done to others. I mean, your attitude, your reaction should not be based on what others told you about him. You get it? Find out yourself. If that's one of the ways to expose Satan, find out yourself. It's one of the ways to open the can of worm. Where there is a lie here, there is lie here, you will open it up. Yoruba sọ pé tí ojú bá kojú, wọ́n ní ẹnu àrídẹ̀rẹ̀ dẹ̀rẹ̀, ẹnìyàn lanú lẹ́ni kò ní lè close them. We'll be seriously embarrassed, but we are not doing it. But the message told us to do it. By that, we keep babbling, gossiping, all sorts of things. I don't care who the person is. The people cannot stand. Let me tell you something. We must not hold the grace of God with the respect of persons. Don't hold it with respect of persons. You are stabbing Jesus when you do that. You are stabbing him. You are crucifying him again. Because the word that he has released for you to apply when such a situation comes, you neglect it because you are respecting personality. As far as God's word is concerned, there is no personality. Nobody is greater than God's word. The world is above everyone of God. We are all under the world. We are little, little children of God. Praise be to God. And it was me. Your dream was fulfilled right there, Sister Steffi. For immediately after that, I had went to Luzvi. What she was needing was prayer. See? And she got through all right at the hospital. And the sign of me going westward, watching eastward for my flock. Notice. And I went to Luzvi. And when I come back, I kind of started in the gate. And there were stops, drove there over my gate. Mr. Goins of the city, straight there, I may not pronounce that right, was going up the lane. He said, Billy, come here. He said, you have to move your gates and things. Friends, this is not a dream any longer. Brabram has stopped with the dream and he has interpreted it. That Sister Stephen, you remember initially, Brabram said Sister Stephen came to our house, to his house rather, and was demanding prayer. She had a knee. Brabram said, the dream that sister had was fulfilled right here. When she came to narrate the dream, and she had a knee, she was sick. Brabram prayed for her, and she was healed. That was what the dream was talking about. Brabram was going in the dream. You move, yeah. So this event that Brahma was now talking about is moving. Brahma moved towards this. That's Luzvi in the dream of this sister Steffi. So Brahma now further that dream was connected to a vision that Brahma had before, pertaining the location of his house where they wanted to move his gate. You know, maybe the urban planners, they discover that, oh, his gate perhaps was encroaching the road that they wanted to move it back. Like sometimes now that the government wants to expand the road, they will take setback, and if it hits your fence, they have to move your fence back. That's exactly what's happening here. So I went to Luzvi. I wanted to get what Abraham said there. Your dream was fulfilled right there, Sister Steffi. For immediately after that, I had went to Luzvi. What she was needing was prayer. See? And she got through all right at the hospital. And the sign of me going westward, watching eastward. Abraham was going westward, but he was watching eastward. So Somebody is going westward, but it was watching eastward. That's what Abraham is interpreting, was linking with another thing that happened. Because every item in the dream has significance. It's a symbolic dream. Every aspect of it has significance. Because that is why Abraham will see a part of a dream that the dreamer didn't narrate. He will see it in form of a vision and will say, oh, sister, this part you have not narrated, or brother, this part you didn't narrate. Because Abraham will see the full dream in form of a vision for him to be able to interpret it. And that's why the prophet said a symbolic dream interpreted is equal to a vision. And visions are thus said the Lord. That's why we don't just take dreams. You are not a vindicated person. You cannot interpret dreams. You will mislead people. You will guide people into problem. You will use dream to collect people's husband. To give somebody's husband to another man. You will use dream to give somebody's wife to another, to somebody's husband, somebody's wife to another man, somebody's wife to another. You understand, Misha? Somebody's wife to another man, somebody's husband to another woman. That dream comes from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. Abraham never taught us that. Any dream that we break any aspect of God's word is from the pit of hell, no matter how fantastic it sounds. And that we must guard our souls by the message of the hour. Not be carried about away with enthusiasm. You are very enthusiastic, but you must be according to wisdom, according to knowledge, the knowledge of the message that has been given to us. Praise be to God. So every aspect of a symbolic dream matters to the interpreter. So that Abraham related that part. I was going westward but looking eastward. You see? So the sign of me going westward, watching eastward for my flock. I went to Luzvi, and when I would come back, I kind of started in the gate, and there were stops, drove there over my gate. Abraham went physically to Luzvi. So over my gate, Mr. Goins of the city street here was going up the lane. He said, Billy, come here. He said, you have to move your gates and things. Fence, stone fence and gates. I said, well, okay, Bill. I said, I will do it. When? He said, I will tell you when. I will let you know when. I said, write the first of the year. They are going to start doing it. I said, all right. So I started to go back in the house. My wife said, I've got to go to the grocery right quick. So I went down the lane, and a boy, Raymond King, which is the city engineer, I always call him Mud Hair. You will see what Abraham means by that. Mud Hair. Because we were little kids swimming together. He hit a guy in the hair with a lump of mud. And we always call him Mud Hair. Do you understand that story? He lives right down the lane from me, about second door below from where I took some time to laugh when I read that place. Because it looked very funny to me. And when we were young too, we used to call some boys, you know, some funny name because of certain things that happened. That's why I said, Mud, come here a minute. He said, all right, Billy. And he come over there. I said, that stick that you drove down. He said, Billy, they are going to take the whole thing in. Say, all these streets, these fences, and everything here has got to be moved. I said, well, the engineer told me that my property come to the middle of the street. Say, yes, but they are going to expand it. Going to take it in anyhow. Say, mine is also. That is also affected. I said, well, Brother Wood is a stone mason. And I said, I will just get him to move it. Say, Billy, don't touch it. Let the contractor do that. That is the personage, ain't it? I said, yes. Say, let him do it. Say, you know what I mean? I said, yes. And I turned away. And that quick, something struck it. Abraham snapped his finger. I went home, went into my den room, pick up that book. It's vision, book of vision. And there it was. It wasn't concrete blocks, it was stones, I said. Mida, get ready. Because in that dream, it was told that when you see these people moving something like that,
pack your things from here and get out.
6 straight dreams, and then the vision capped it. When these things come to pass, turn westward. Have you seen that? He had that vision earlier, the vision concerning his property. The vision concerning his property. And in that dream, he said, when this thing comes to pass, then move westward. And that was the dream of sister Steffi, saying that Abraham was going westward, was looking eastward. I caught Tuxin. But a Norman has got to a place. I've got a place. I don't know where I am going. I don't know what to do. I'm standing. I don't know what to do. I am living a home. I don't have to pay rent on. My wages is $100 a week. And I almost have to pay $100 a month for a house. I am right here with my brothers and sisters where I am locked. And I'm going. I don't know where. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. But there is only one thing I know, is follow what he says do. I don't know which way to turn, what to do. It's none of. I guess Abraham felt that way when he told him, go over across the river. He didn't know what to do but sojourn, separate himself. I don't know what to do. Praise be to our God. Now, the final vision that Abraham had that followed the 6 dreams was the vision of the blast. Can we remember? The vision of the blast that Abraham had. Before this time, runs us out of here. Let's go through that. Trying to pick. Just search this word for me. I didn't remember to put the something I'm supposed to put there. Must have been 10 o'clock in the. Okay. Search this because that might be. There's a difference between dreams and visions. There is. There. Apostrophe S. There's difference between dreams and visions. If you don't type it like that, you don't get it. All right. Maybe I should continue. I just want you to see the sermon. Must have been 10 o'clock in the day when my wife was trying to get into the room, and it happened. I went into a vision that morning, and I somehow now remember it was not a dream. There's difference between what's the sermon? Yeah, it's still the sign of this. Yeah, it's a continuation. I thought it is not. There's difference between dreams and visions. Dreams are when you go to sleep. Visions when you don't go to sleep. We are born that way. The ordinary human being, when he dreams, it is in his subconscious. And his subconscious is way away from him. His senses is active as long as he's in his first conscious. In this conscious, you are normal. You see, taste, feel, smell, hear. But when you are in your subconscious asleep, you neither see, taste, feel, hear, nor smell. But there's something when you dream that you return back to this conscious. There's a memory that you remember something that you dream about years ago. The ordinary human being is that way. But when God predestinates something, this subconscious is not way away from here to the seer. Rabbi is describing to us the composition of a seer and the composition of just an ordinary man. A seer's consciousness and subconscious, they are close together. While that of the ordinary man, they are far apart. So that's why the ordinary man has to go and sleep before he will see his vision in form of dream. Are you getting that? He has to close his eyes. All the senses won't be active. He will have to dream. But by the time he's dreaming, he comes back to his senses to remember that he had a dream. But a man that is a seer, a prophet, is the one that has his conscious and unconscious built close together so that he does not sleep before he sees his vision. He stands like this and he sees the vision. What a mystery. He doesn't go to sleep. He's still in his senses and sees it. May the Lord be our blessing. God bless you. Let's bow our heads.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. We are grateful unto you for the week that just passed, your fatherly cares, daily provisions of our needs, your protection upon us in moving from one place to the other. Lord, the blessings of the week, both the church services, personal studies, family altars, we cannot thank you enough. You that did a lot of blessings for us last week, you changed it not. You are started again with us this week. We pray, dear Master, that you add more of your blessings to each and every one of us as we depend upon you for that on a daily basis. It's by only you, by you alone, we are existing. Lest for your enemy, you will clear everybody, for there is something good in him. Now, so he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you came so that we might have life, so that we might have it more abundantly. We look unto you for more of your blessings. Thank you for a portion you gave this morning of your word that have been, Lord, presented unto us. We cannot thank you enough for making us to recognize the messenger as the message of our day. Therein, O God, you have prepared us. You told us it will give us rapture faith. Prepare us, O God, to escape the damnation that lays ahead. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Bless us, strengthen your servant. May the things that we have heard, may they not pass over our heads. We know outside of your spirit, spiritual things are spiritually understood. Your servant has done his best by your help, by the gift you put in him, to present this word unto us. May the Holy Ghost take from there to individuals and give us revelation of those things that have been spoken, and give us grace to line up our lives with the same. Thank you, Father. We are looking unto you for the rest of the services of the day. May your name be praised. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.